With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Straub and Stephen King teamed up to write The Talisman, and it went to the top of the bestseller chart the very day it came out. The Talisman is the story of a young boy's quest for a magic cure of his dying mother's cancer. Here's Straub.
It isn't at all a horror novel. It's a pretty straightforward fantasy novel that incorporates a lot of modern American material. So it's kind of a nice mixture of a realistic novel plus a fantasy novel.
Straub says the two writers began by working from an outline.
We assigned bits that didn't exactly approximate chapters, but sometimes were like three or four chapters or three and a half or something. There are occasions where we traded off in the middle of chapters.
Face-to-face meetings were rare. Mostly Straub worked at his home in Connecticut, King in Maine, on their respective word processors. Straub says each had a final say and a free hand with each other's material, especially as the book reached its final form. Straub insists it's all but impossible to determine which author wrote what.
I can't help but notice in these reviews when people go out on a limb and say, well, now I know that King wrote this and Straub wrote this, that most of the time, let us say at least 90% of the time, they're wrong.
Peter Straub has no regrets about teaming up with Stephen King on The Talisman.
I don't think the book is perfect, but it's as good as we could get it, given the fact that we didn't want to become old men while writing it.
Would you do it again?
Long pause.
Peter Straub has also published an omnibus volume called Wild Animals, which includes two early novels, Julia and If You Could See Me Now, and a previously unpublished novel called Under Venus. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Straub has had an enormous success with such novels of horror and the supernatural as Ghost Story and Floating Dragon, and most recently with The Talisman, which he co-authored with Stephen King. Back in the early 1970s, though, Straub was a graduate student in Dublin, Ireland, and spent more time working on a novel than on his PhD.
When it became very clear to all concerned that my academic career was not exactly a blazing success, I took this out of a drawer and I mailed it to a publisher in England. Who took it?
The novel was called Marriages.
It was sort of an attempt to write a poetic novel, that is, a novel that wasn't really bound by its narrative limits, but that was more about mood and tone.
Peter Straub's second novel, Under Venus, could not find a publisher until 1984, when it was brought out by Putnam's, along with two other early Straub novels, in a collection called Wild Animals. Straub is not unhappy with Under Venus.
It shows where my mind was just before I turned to horror and supernatural writing.
Peter Straub says his breakthrough book was Ghost Story.
I discovered for the first time that I really could use a large cast of characters. I could create a big narrative head of steam and do all kinds of dreamlike surrealist passages and fit them into an evolving continuous story.
Peter Straub says he enjoyed working on The Talisman with co-author Stephen King.
The beginning was fun and the ending was fun. For me, being with Stephen King is always fun, because he's a delightful person.
That's author Peter Straub. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When The Talisman, the long-awaited collaboration by Stephen King and Peter Straub, finally came out, it went to the head of the bestseller list immediately. Viking, the publisher, pulled off a kind of a coup in getting the novel to the bookstores. Because of the publishing industry's antiquated distribution system, some stores get a competitive advantage by receiving copies of bestsellers before other shops. Viking wanted every store to get copies of The Talisman on the same day, and that meant as much planning as a commando raid. Here's Peter Straub.
They secretly rented space so that they could store all these books, because this is a thick book. And 500,000 or 700,000 copies of it would demand a very large space.
More than 500,000 books were stashed in unmarked cartons in 9 warehouses across the country. On P-Day, publication day, the books were all shipped out at the same time. Peter Straub and Stephen King did something else unusual. They turned down a book club deal for The Talisman,
which caused a little fluttering in the dovecotes, since it seems like going against wisdom to turn down book club offers, since book clubs give publishers immediate amounts of money.
Straub says he and King just weren't satisfied with what the book clubs offered and decided to count on large retail sales to make up the difference.
And the gamble, if that's what it was, turned out to be very successful one.
Peter Straub says he has never made a deliberate assault on the bestseller list, but is pleased that the public has voted in favor of his work.
It sounds like a weird, complicated apology for one's own success, but the book world sometimes does work by inverted values.
Peter Straub, who with Stephen King wrote The Talisman, a fantasy in which a young boy sets out to find the magic that will cure his dying mother. Straub's book, Wild Animals, is a collection of early novels. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.